Middlemore Hospital is apologising to patients who were seen by a man pretending to be a doctor there for 6 months. A criminal investigation has been launched after the man was able to work there seeing patients without the proper qualifications. The hospital, now part of Te Whata Ora Health New Zealand, is investigating, including contacting every patient he saw. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn joins me now in the studio. Rowan, give us a bit of an idea of what exactly has happened here.
Yeah, well, this man started working there out at Middlemore in February. He was in the respiratory clinic, so and what they say is a clinical research role. So he was doing research, but that means he was seeing patients as part of that. The unit out there, the respiratory unit, they see everything from kind of common conditions like asthma and sleep apnea to quite serious things like people who have got complications from lung cancer. We don't know specifically what area he was working in there, but after just actually. At the start of the month, he was stood down after somebody raised concerns that he wasn't actually registered as a doctor in New Zealand. And then he was formally sacked just yesterday, and the police launched a criminal investigation.
Is there any sense of how a person managed to, if you like, infiltrate the hospital and pretend they were a doctor? How could that actually happen?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of investigations now underway to look at that, including Middlemore's own one. They're looking at their own vetting processes. They're looking at what happened in the specific case. There's a criminal investigation. I mean, it's actually really easy to find out whether somebody is registered as a doctor in New Zealand. Like you and I, we can just go onto the Medical Council website. We can put our GP's name in there and hopefully they'll pop up. You know, it's a really simple check. So, it is, I guess that's a big question for Middlemore as to why that wasn't done as part of this employment process. Andrew Little was actually asked about this in Parliament today.
As I understand it, they are reviewing the vetting processes for this particular appointment. I would expect in the health sector, in our public health sector, that the most robust vetting procedures are put in place when they're recruiting people into the health system.
Are you concerned that there aren't robust systems in place if someone who isn't a doctor is able to work in one of New Zealand's busiest hospitals as a doctor?
So that's under investigation, or at least under review of this particular appointment, so I will await the report on that review.
So that was the Health Minister, Andrew Little, there. What has Middlemore had to say about this, Rowan?
Well, as I mentioned before, they are have launched an investigation into the several kind of strands of that. They're saying in the first instance, so that they're very sorry. They say they're deeply sorry for the fact that this has happened. The Chief Medical Officer, Andrew Connolly, says that they actually have started this internal investigation where they've reviewed all the treatments carried out by this person, any medication that they dispensed, looking at every single patient that they saw. And they're saying initially that there's no compromise to patient care, which is, I mean, pretty amazing, but it is just the first stage of things. They're about to contact every single patient to both apologise directly and to ask them a little bit more about their involvement in with this person who was pretending to be a doctor. And as we said before, they've also got a separate investigation into their vetting process to see how this person got in the door in the first place.
Thanks, Rowan. Rowan Quinn there, talking about this person who masqueraded as a doctor at Middlemore Hospital.